Andrew Kelleher, welcome to the week.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
I'm glad you picked up on this because Apple put aside an extraordinarily large amount of money for housing last week, and I'm assuming this has got to do with the fact that they've arrived in town, and when they arrive in town, everyone gets paid a lot and they buy a lot of houses, so the cost of housing goes up and they need to do something about it.
Yeah, but it's not just them. Yeah, so you sort of forget iPhones, forget the Apple Macs, forget streaming, forget earbuds. Yeah, this is a little bit unexpected, although when you dig down into it, perhaps not as unexpected as we thought. And it did fly under the radar a little bit last week. Yeah, Apple has announced a $2.5 billion plan to help address the housing availability and affordability crisis in California, particularly San Francisco Bay Area. You're absolutely right. As I proceed to tell you about this, you'll start to think everyone's minds will start clicking over and say, hey, aren't these tech giants actually some of the cause of this problem? But anyway, apparently something like 30,000 people have left San Francisco in 3 months this year, just 3 months, and home ownership in the Bay Area is at a 7-year low. So the details of this are fascinating. $1 billion into an affordable housing investment fund, $1 billion into a first-time home buyer mortgage assurance fund, $300 million worth of Apple-owned land and available land. They're going to make that available for affordable housing, $150 million into a Bay Area housing fund, and $50 million to support vulnerable properties. Now, excuse me if you think I've just segued into a New Zealand government budget policy, which is exactly what it sounds like, but it's not. It's a US corporation, but it's not the only one, Mike. Earlier this year, Google committed $1 billion to housing. Facebook matched that. Apparently, Microsoft started the trend back in January. But it's not quite as straightforward as it looks, because there are these public policy, there are planning issues. They could actually stymie the best efforts of the tech giants to get these projects underway. And before you sort of attribute all of this to philanthropy, apparently all of the tech companies want to make these projects pay their way, albeit not immensely profitable. They want to make them pay the way. The things, Mike, just think about the numbers. So this is, I read somewhere it's about $450,000 to build a unit. So you've got $4.5 to $5 billion. You've got 10,000 units here. In 2016, the McKinsey Global Institute estimated that California needs to build 3.5 million units of housing by 2025. That's three times the current pace. Now, who knows if those numbers are right? But it just shows that this housing affordability, availability crisis, it's not just confined to New Zealand. This is a global problem, particularly in these Pacific Rim countries.
All right, very good. Where are we at with the trade war?
Yeah. Oh, it's just a day-to-day scenario, actually, Mike. It's just every day a different twist and turn. Trump referred to the ongoing process of the US-China trade talks on his way to watch a bit of football in Alabama. As per usual, he said it's going to be a great deal. Everything's always great. Towards the end of last week, the markets, they're encouraged a bit by comments out of China. A spokesman for China's Ministry of Commerce suggested there would be some rollback of tariffs. Everyone got excited about that. White House economic advisor weighed in and said if there's a phase one deal, there are going to be tariff agreements and concessions. So we're talking about rollbacks of tariffs. Trump sowed some seed of doubts on Friday. Mike, who really knows? But in the last couple of weeks, there has been a shift in sentiment. You know, we're getting some signs of economic life in Europe. The immediate Brexit concerns are gone. We've got this tantalizing prospect of phase one deal. What has happened, Mike, is we've seen interest rates go up. You remember we've talked pretty much all year about negative interest rates, particularly in Europe. Well, they've lifted higher in the last couple of weeks because people actually think this is response to the optimism that global growth might get a much needed boost from a US-China trade deal. So just pick one rate, the US 10-year Treasury rate. Back in September, it was 1.45. It's now just hovering under 2%. So it's almost 0.5% gain. That's quite a lot. We've seen rates go up a little bit in New Zealand as well, not to the same extent. So maybe there's a little bit of economic cheer leading into Christmas.
Let's hope so. Numbers, please.
Could happen. The Dow Jones closed at 27,681. It was up 6. The S&P 500 309.3 up 8. And the Nasdaq 8475 up 41. So US markets barely in the positive. FTSE 100, 7359 down 47. Nikkei 23391 up 61. Shanghai Composites lost 15, closing at 2964. The ASX 200 down 3, 6724. NZX 50 up 82.76%, closing at 10,876. Kiwi dollar, a little bit weaker on the wholesale markets, 0.6319 against the US, 0.9221 Aussie, 0.5743 euro, 0.4953 pounds, 69.03 yen. Gold, $1,459, weakened off quite a lot. We'll get to that later on this week. $62.51 for Brent crude. There you go, Monday morning.
Well done, mate. Congratulations. See you for Tuesday. Appreciate it very much. DMOwealth.co.nz.